This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance.
Copyright 2020.
And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere.
Hello, Julie Benetti.
Hi, Susan Bobro.
Can you hear me when I come on?
Sometimes briefly, yes. Yeah, sometimes you go in and out, but I found out that that doesn't matter. That's probably my own connection.
I have that with yours too. It gets really loud, and then it goes low, and then I can't hear you. So yeah.
Cool. Well, you know, that vibration and that dichotomy there leads to our topic for today's Oprah versus Donald 2020. What does that even mean? You know, a new normal.
I know.
A new normal. Do you remember years ago there was this show on and it was called A New Normal and it got canceled? And it was an interestingly creative show. It was about two guys. They were married. They were trying to adopt a kid. And there was a woman who I think had a kid. Maybe they adopted and she had a daughter. And it was a whole mix of stuff. And it was a very interesting show with interesting players. And it got canceled. And so, you know where I like to go, is our new normal changing and canceling itself as it keeps changing?
Well, and I think the minute we start to define it, it's going to change. I don't think it's ready to be defined. It's like cooking something and it's like making something you've never made and you're trying it. And along the way, you're deciding what it's going to taste like and it keeps changing. And it's like until it settles, you know, you're not going to know. In fact, there was my daughter sent me a Twitter post by Governor Baker, because you and I are both in Massachusetts. Now the entire state is required to wear a mask if you go out. Oh. I know you had told me that your individual town, you had to wear one and of course Boston proper, you have to wear. But now Governor Baker has made it across the state. So if anyone in Massachusetts is listening to this, you better be wearing a mask.
And you don't need a Halloween one, obviously. Bada bing. That was a horrible joke.
That was terrible. You know,
but sometimes you need a little humor and levity.
So, how do you even start to define what the new normal is until it's even settled? So it's going to change.
You know what I find that's really interesting, because, you know, now a lot of people are at home and there's this thread. And, you know, I always say there's A, there's B, and then there's C. And so there's this thread of people, you know, that are kind of in the conspiracy theories and this is all what that's occurring. And oh, my gosh. And, you know, a revolution. And then there's another thread of people that are just like, can't we get back to what's normal, which, you know, is not really a phrase that, like you said, it's going to be redefined. So it's not going to be the same as it was. And there's the third that I always say, there's C. And so I've been noticing, you know, sometimes when I turn on the TV and I look for something different and you notice something's on, and I'm not, you know, streaming anything on any of those platforms, you know, that you could binge watch or anything. I'm just curious, because I do that like with tarot cards. I almost treat the programming of TV like tarot cards in a really bad way, just to see what shows up. And I noticed that a lot of the stations and networks are showing, you know, this little hashtag on top of the screen of whatever you watch that says, you know, we're with you, or alone together, or we're all in this together. And, you know, at first you might say that's kind of nice. And then when you see the derivative of like everything that's occurring for everybody, because it's different, It tends to take on a whole different meaning. And I'm not interested in defining that for anyone, yet I found it humorous, because years and years ago when I was doing some tarot card reading in Salem for a friend of mine, she had a Facebook page and she said, oh, can you help and do, you know, the card of the day? And I used to do it. I said, oh, sure, no problem. And I used to do it and post the card and give some insight. And then sometimes I would say, you know, remember, we're all in this together and everything. And back then, I felt like it was kind of okay to say that, because it was just, you know, people doing their daily lives. And now, you know, your daily life has changed dramatically for a lot of people. And so to say, you know, we're all in this together, and to have that be a uniting hashtag, I mean, once again, you know, there's a carefulness, at least I feel, you know, and when we're looking in this podcast to say where, you know, we were looking at the 2020 election, I mean, is that really a huge topic? It's more of, you know, what's going on with Biden and what's going on with Trump. And, you know, people are kind of noticing, you know, Oprah in her home. And I think one comment I last saw was somebody said, gee, you know, she's trying to adjust or figure out how to use her duvet or something. And probably when her housekeeper comes back, that person's going to get a really big raise, you know, because she's learning how difficult or extreme some things are. And, you know, all these little bits of variating, you know, information kind of form a puzzle, even though some of them seem more personalities versus, you know, what's really going on. Hey, Susan, do you remember when Trump meant you throwing down one of those special cards in the game of whist?
Yeah, I do.
Now it takes on a whole new meaning, huh?
It does.
And so in our Trump book that we wrote, How Trump Wins, we really look at the cool aspect of the energy, all personalities aside.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that nobody else does. But we did. And it's actually kind of interesting.
How Trump Wins on Amazon. Get the scoop on the energy with us.
If you are having fun listening to us, you can email us at energeticinvocations@gmail.com. If you want us to do a book reading, to come out and do a talk, it would be both me and Julie, and we're in the Boston area.
Unless you want to pay expenses.
energeticinvocations@gmail.com. Feel free to email us.
We're here.
On in the idea, and I'm kind of all over the place here, and so just bear with me, and the idea of social media, at least, you know, I recognize that, you know, when it first came on board, and you even talked to me sometimes about, you know, Facebook and stuff, not that we're avid users of anything, but as a platform, you know, what people have been doing on it and how people have shared in the past, you know, personal items and things. So it's kind of changed what it originated from. And so the reason why I go into this is because I also saw a very interesting story about two Danish photographers. I don't know if you saw this. They started actually taking photos and sharing them. And at first, for example, one photo that they shared was all these people in a line. And if you looked at the photo, you could say, oh my gosh, these people aren't practicing social distancing at all. And what actually was occurring was the shot was taken with a telephoto lens. And so it showed everybody standing right behind each other in line. And you could say, wow, this isn't occurring. This is ridiculous. You know, we need to change the practices of the town or city, whatever. This isn't healthy for what's going on today. Then they showed the wide angle version. And you could see that all the people were standing like 6 to 9 feet apart. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Because, you know, redefining a new quote unquote normal, you know, does ask us to kind of look at, you know, are we seeing things telephoto lens or wide angle lens? And are we being shown things telephoto lens and wide angle lens? And we've done some podcasts in the past about, you know, the press conferences and what President Trump is saying and what we've gone and reflected to see what, you know, Oprah's up to. And we know she's involving herself with some charity related things that are involved with a bunch of stars. And I think it's interesting in the line of thinking differently and accessing further and deeper awareness to ask that question. And it could be asked as well in the same way as, you know, are you seeing the micro or the macro? Yet it's interesting also to say, are you being shown the micro or the macro?
Well, if I'm going to go back to the first thing you said, which was, you know, that you said you're watching TV and they're putting hashtag we're in this together. I think that that's a ploy because nobody is in this together. We're all in this. Mm. And, you know, it's funny because I thought I was almost going to respond to something. So I'm just going to say it. I have a Discover Card account. And, you know, you open up, you go into, you know, like everybody else, you're doing everything online. I go in And Discover's card is probably no different than any other one, but I go in and in the front it says, oh, COVID-19, if you've been, you know, affected or whatever, contact us, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so I just go in, I go into my account to do paying bills or whatever. And I get this little thing, this an inbox, this a new notice that I got. So I go in and I look at it and it's a generic one. And basically what it said is, well, we are not charging, our late fee is going from $29 to $40. And by the way, if you haven't had a late fee in the past, you know, so many months, then it's going to stay at 40. It meaning that if you've had previously late fees, they'll only charge you the 29. Now, I haven't had any late fees, but I looked at that and I said, oh, this is, we're in this together. Here we are putting a big banner on the top of our thing. And yeah, Discover card can get mad at me, but I'm sure if I go into any bank, it's the same thing. Look at, we're all in this together. We stand behind you. And then I go in, and this was a standard, you know, like a privacy policy update that, you know, everybody gets. This wasn't just for me. So, you know, by the way, our late fee is now goes from 29 to 40. And I don't, I have automatic withdrawals, so I don't have late fees. But I looked at it, and I've had Discover card since 1988. I've had it because I remember when I graduated college. And I was like, I wanted to cancel the account and say, what the hell is this? This is garbage. You're sitting here saying we're in this together. We're there to support you. By the way, our late fees almost, you know, almost doubled. And I'm thinking, what? And you know, there are people that, and we hear about the PPE loans and we hear about the stimulus. People are getting it. Other people are not getting it. Certain businesses are getting taken care of. And if you open up any of the politicians, they talk about, well, you know, everyone's taking care of their friends, quote, is what they're saying. So that whole, we're in this together, we're not in this together. Because if you lost your job and you can't pay your rent, I don't see anyone coming up and paying it. And this whole thing with, oh, we're going to do this, to me, it's once again, it's in a, and you asked me to look up a couple things for these podcasts. And all I got is like every single thing else. Everyone says we're in this together. We're here to help. And 99% of the people don't get help. And you turn on the TV and what you're going into and you see this stuff. And what ends up happening is if you're mourning the loss of someone you loved, or if you're mourning the loss of a job, you're mourning the loss of friends because you are isolated. And then you see this, it's like a slap in the face. It is a complete slap in the face. It is not a, we're here together. It is a, it's actually exacerbates any stress or anxiety that the average person has. And
that's a huge need and a compassion because phrases, hashtags, and that, you know, join and solidarity, and you know, there is this element of we are all separately working through this, and yeah, we're all the human race, and that doesn't mean, you know, how's that go, one, you know, one for all for one, whatever, that joke doesn't even, you know, that kind of phrase,
well, we don't
doesn't
do
even
that.
Come to play here, exactly,
we and, don't do that so.
Exactly, and I've gotten a multitude of emails from companies, you know, with the head CEOs telling me, you know, how they're out there fighting for me and we're in this together, and I'm thinking, really? I've noticed, you know, you notice prices going up with stuff, you notice things not that, you know, so you notice individually these little things occurring. And I agree with you. And that there has been, you know, in the sea realm, and you know, I'm not trying to start anything and I'm not trying to jump on board of anything, but in the sea area of where I say A, B, and C, there's been this realm of, you know, when you said to me once, you know, when you see crazy coming down the street, you go on the other side of the street. And it's like when you hear certain things, you know, it's not a bad thing to be skeptical.
I'm not, let me just be clear. I'm not saying that to enrage anyone. And I'm not saying that to start, you know, okay, we're going to have a new, I'm saying that because what it's adding to what you said, what we're being fed, what
exactly.
we're being told is not at all what is occurring. So it's not about going out there and fighting. You can, and there are people protesting everything. Yet I'm suggesting that we take this time and you go really deep and you go into who you are. And this whole idea of the new normal, it is going to be new. So stop trying to morph what we had into what can be. And that's what I'm, when I hear this, is like, okay, well, we're going to make this the new normal. No, the old stuff didn't work. Don't give me like the Frankenstein version of it. I want the mm-hmm. new. And, you know, and I sent you an article that I saw in Discover Magazine about they're finding out that loners are really what, you know, it was, it dealt with
slime molds. Yeah.
And it talked about the loners are what keeps really everything afloat. They're the ones that move forward. They are able to adjust and they're able to flourish when the group mentality doesn't. And that's what kind of keeps right. the mold continuing. And you know, and I sent it to you and I sent it to a few other people and I said, you know, don't get caught up in the specifics of mold and like, who cares about mold? Well, it's a reflection of us. It's a reflection right. of the loners. This is just my own little pie in the sky and I can go on about what I can see. But I would think that and we've been talking about this throughout the podcast, is that not, you know, when I say being a loner, it doesn't mean you have to separate. It means being who you are and coming from where we are right now. I don't want to go back to the way things were. Mm. I want to go back to a better way of being.
Mm.
And
right. And that's beautifully stated. And I'm glad you went into the slime mold article because I thought it was wonderful. It was a wonderful testament from nature
mm-hmm.
about, you know, how it talked about where there's a crowd, there are usually few individuals that hang back, loners.
Right.
And, you know, I just started to see this like cartoon imagination of, you know, they were really talking about people in
right.
a way. I mean, here's
nature.
It's mirroring.
We're
right.
nature.
Exactly. Exactly. And it was interesting because what's happening, and it said what was going on, certain cells, you know, outside of the aggregate of what's going and how they all team up, certain other cells, as all that is happening, they seem to be not responding at all, yet they're out on the outskirts and they're doing what they need to do. And it was fun because I did print it out. I'm like, this is awesome because
it was out.
Science.
I'm like, how could you be it
was
there
science.
How could you be quoting yeah. it? I'm like, geez, I read
because I said this. And, you know, I have to say it was great because I shared the second article with you. I was like, oh, look at this. And
right,
it was on quantum
exactly.
physics. And I went right by the slime mold one. And the slime mold one was great. And they said that you know, it might seem, and this is interesting, and I'm going to just read a little of the science of it. It's from Discover Magazine, I think. And they said the fact that lonerism is inherited means it could be favored by natural selection. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting. And they said that may seem counterintuitive,
right?
Since the loners are bound to die without producing spores if they run out of food. But if food suddenly returns, the loners are in luck. They get another chance to eat and divide, and their progeny can join future aggregates. Meanwhile, cells that have coalesced into like that mushroom-shaped tower can't take advantage of the food because their physical transformation prevents them from eating. And this just really gave me a visual that compared with, you know, whatever conspiracy theories. And I keep going there. I'm
well,
sorry.
No,
I don't know how to
you're
distinguish.
Not. But it's exactly
and,
what's going on. It relates.
Well, right. It was really wild because, and what a perfect timing for the article. They said there's another downside to group behavior. It's vulnerable to cheaters that reap the benefits of their neighbors' labors without contributing. If too many cheaters infiltrates the group, the whole social system breaks down. Mm. And guess what? I sat here and I said, wow, what's occurring
exactly
now?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a perfect metaphor for exactly what we are going through. And so if you take that and you understand that, and then you look at where you were going with this in terms of, you know, social media and we're all in this together and this is all – No, none of that is true. Mm. It is a complete facade. And if you go into conspiracy theories in terms of, oh, people want you to do this or that, I'm not even going to address it because I don't even agree with the conspiracy theorists. I don't agree with what they're saying. What I am agreeing to is that I think this is morphing into where we're supposed to be going. And everybody who comes in, and I think with the uncertainty, people want something to hold on to. So do I listen to the conspiracy theory or do I listen to what the experts are saying? You know, if you go back into anything we've had conversations on, well, conspiracy theory is new, but you know what I think about experts. And so it even supports even more what you said of going to see. And I don't think see has been defined, and people keep trying to say, well, this is our, you know, the new normal. And then they go into a definition of it. And it's like I said, I keep talking about a cake. It's like you're making a cake and you put two different flavors together and you say, let's see what it comes out with. And some say, well, it's going to be more like this. And someone's going to, oh, no, it's going to be like this. Oh, it keeps changing. No, it just hasn't finished.
So The Kybalion by Three Initiates is a really cool book. You can read it and read it again and keep on getting different information. And yet there's always somewhere else to go with The Kybalion.
And that's always the question that we have is, how do we approach it from a different angle?
We came up with a great answer. We put together a book of trivia on The Kybalion.
And that is one way that we pushed ourselves into looking at it from a different perspective.
Exactly. And so if you're listening to our podcast and you want to go further into more of the energy, you gotta check this ebook out because it will propel you.
And it's only pennies.
But it's worth so much more because when you get in that space, if you can have something that can take you and send you somewhere else in the energy in a different way, it's priceless.
Touché.
Hi, Julie here. Susan and I appreciate you listening to our podcast. Did you also know we've written lots of ebooks and books together? Check out the link in our bio. Find us both on Amazon author pages.
Hi, it's Julie. All right, I'm revealing. I rode the affirmation wave in the 1970s and 80s. Affirmations are great, but they're even better when they come from you and the energy of how you process life. That's why in Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, an Energetic Invocation series, Susan and I carefully crafted invocations as part of each chapter. Invocations are sourced in the energy of change and take the style of affirmations so much farther. See for yourself in our podcasts and in our books available on Amazon. You know, what you tell yourself is more important than anything else you could say.
And you know what was wonderful about the slime as well, which I can't stop like, you know, envisioning as really the totality of kind of what's going on. I mean, it is nature. It said that, you know, the slime mold itself, the cells can cheat by forcing other cells to join the stalk of the tower, and then they suppress their ability to produce spores.
That's the group part.
While still, and they still reproduce themselves, right? That's the group part. And the groups, right, and the groups can also get invaded by predatory cells that eat their neighbors rather than join with them. And it just made me think of what's going on with the elderly here and everything, and what's going on with, you know, well, this is occurring and this is what you have to do, like you said, what the experts say. And, you know, sometimes I think about, because, you know, I see stuff, and I know you notice we kind of look in on the same Instagram for EI Alliance. I look at certain things and I notice the algorithms pick it up, and now that's all we see. As things related, and that's, you know, what's going on, and you get an alert about it, and that's all you see, because I went and I looked at something. That's what stinks. And, you know, it's funny because I often say, you know, I think about, you know, my family members who, you know, my, you know, grandparents and relatives and in-laws that lived to be 100. And they didn't have social media. They didn't have cell phones. You know, they weren't, you know, just living off of bread and stuff. I mean, they had technology, but they didn't have these things that, you know, older people are being told you have to have, you know, you have to participate with, you have to consider. And there's a lot of, you know, that kind of stuff coming along too, as to be quote unquote aware of. And that's why I say, that was such an interesting study what the Danish photographers did using the telephoto lens and the wide angle lens and showing what the truth was based on, you know, what you're being shown.
So the So to go back into social media, I will say majority of people that are on social media are, you know, 30, 40 plus. The millennials or whatever, they're not on social media, not the way that, you know. So it's interesting because you say, you know, you're talking about your older family members. Well, you're talking much older, so they didn't have, but, you know, the internet, and which is a wonderful tool, which is why we're able to do what we're able to do and broadcast that. If you find this podcast, that's wonderful, because you won't find it through, if we put something on EI Alliance for Instagram, unless somehow it won't show up. Even if you connect with us, we'd have to pay the Facebook people to have it go. And before, you would be able, that's why we'd go on and you'd find all this amazing stuff. Now it's all to me, it's like, it's just watching commercials. And, and so I just think that the idea of we're all in this together, this is going to be our new normal. And I know you were going to talk a little bit, we were going to talk about Oprah and some of the things that she's got coming up. And I got to be, and to me, all of this makes me feel like it's a massive bullying. If you don't participate, you're not a part of us. And once again, here's another level of bullying. Whereas if I take a step back and look at this, I'm like, okay, so now everyone's in their home and, you know, social distancing. Well, what does that mean? It means it's a time for us to really have a chance to be by ourselves, to explore who we are. And if that's uncomfortable, well, that's uncomfortable. But really, at the end of the day, that's what our reality is, who we are, who we believe ourselves to be, and who we want to be. And if you don't acknowledge that, then, you know, keep drinking the Kool-Aid, you know?
Right.
And that's what this is about. It is not about taking what we've been doing, which has been wrong for eons, and, well, no, we're just going to adjust a little bit. No. It's like someone's, you know, sloppy leftovers. I don't want that.
And you said it really well before, you know, and I did write it down because I was like, oh, that was a good phrase. You can't morph what we have had into what can be. You know, there's a new, and in relation to, you know, and this is in the Oprah and the President Trump podcast series, because in relation to that, you know, there are celebrities, quote unquote, gathering with celebrities to tell us, you know, just regular average people, to join the millions in solidarity and, you know, to get in this energy and vibration. And, you know, what if I want to go off on my own and, you know, I have compassion for people and I want to learn sign language instead? Right. I don't want to watch a bunch of celebrities in their home. I want to learn more about myself. I want to learn a language. I want to dive into some of my own issues. And, you know, that slime mold article was really cool because it did say that the loners are not vulnerable to what the cheaters and the predators are doing. And what they do is, in actuality, their behavior gives the whole population resiliency against that cheating.
Yep.
And so, in that actuality is, you know, hello, I'm not telling anyone to do anything, but, you know, we can all watch what we want to or not. We can all tune in if we want to or not.
Can I just add one thing?
And that's not telling anybody what to do.
Let me just add one more thing that we're not talking about that article, is that when they first looked at it, there was this one, and again, I didn't print out the article, so you forgive me. There was the woman who they all kind of dismissed it. Oh, look at this, is how it's going, whatever. And she's like, there's something else here. And they're all like, no. This is it. We got the information we need. And there was one person who sat back and said, there's something more to this, and continued watching, observing, and doing the study. And it was a woman. I can't remember her name. And I thought, that right there is a perfect example of exactly what she is saying. That even when you attempt to do something outside of the norm or the average or the group, everyone, what are you doing? Don't do that. Come on back over here. And it takes that perseverance of, no, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I mean, it's just so funny because that, like you said, that is exactly the epitome of what's going on.
Exactly. And this woman, and she was an evolutionary biologist at Princeton University. And I do want to mention her because I think this study is so cool. Her name was Karina Tarnita, mm-hmm. if I pronounced it correctly, yet who you refer to. And what she came down also to understand was that the loners could be a really interesting way of saving the social behavior because they preserve its potential. Mm-hmm. And I thought, who says that? I mean, you're looking at nature and you're reflecting this. And let's take that as an image, because she also said that they become loners by listening in on everyone's social conversation. It's a social decision. Right. And you know, it's not, and I think at some point she also said something like, we're all social loners, not because we've made the decision that we're introverts, but because we've collectively decided that what's best for society right now is for us to stay as loners.
And so I would
like to say, I know, isn't that so interesting that every celebrity is out there amassing with every celebrity saying, you got to watch this and join in solidarity.
But just go back to what you just said, is that we're doing what society is asking us to do. And wait a minute. And the problem is that we're jumping ahead and saying, because this is what we're doing. We don't know. We do not know what we're preparing ourselves for. We do not know. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is, this is what it's going to be. This is how, I mean, there's so many people or different articles or whatever, this is what it's going to look like. This is what the new, the new normal is going to look like. We don't even know what is ahead of us. We don't know. Mm-hmm. It could be aliens. We just did 2 podcasts on aliens. It could be that aliens are coming down, and the only way we can approach them is to be clear on who we are and be confident in who we are. Therefore, we can look to another species with clarity, a little bit more clarity instead of fear or... And that's just me projecting something, right? I'm not saying that's what it is, but we do not know. And so I would like to go into the space of, you know what? There's a higher force that does know. And we're being prepared because that's what's best for us. And that gives no definition. But I would like to move forward in that space as opposed to Oprah and all these other, we're doing all this. You've been saying the same crap. I was going to say somehow for 25 years. And after 25 years, you're still saying the same stuff. God, like that's the definition of insanity. And it's like, I would like to move on. Like I learned what I thought. She opened up a portal, if I want to call it that way, for a lot of us, shaking things up. I went with it and kept going. And I'm sure many people did, but she's still back there. Like, hey, wait a second. And I'm like, I'm just so not interested. I'm not interested. It's the same story. And so I would like to think there's something grander, something bigger, something more beautiful and expansive that we're going to move into. Why wouldn't we go with that?
Wouldn't that be a really cool possibility?
It's a possibility. Right now, everything's a possibility. Nothing is defined. And the only other funny part about this is I haven't even really looked into who's doing it with her. I just saw her name because, of course, you know, we're doing the podcast. But I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's the same old guard coming out saying, all right, listen, well, now we're going to do it this way. It's like...
Can I interject, because I found it really humorous, because it's quote unquote cultural and spiritual leaders.
Yeah, and this is where they brought us. This is where we are with that spiritual leadership. So now let's listen to them again. Mm-hmm. This is a breakthrough. I was going to swear, and I'm trying to cut, because I feel like I'm talking to you, Julie. I don't feel like I'm, you know, so I got to remember now I'm talking to a lot more people, and I have to be a little bit more.
You are.
I'm just saying, this is a huge breakthrough spiritually, culturally, universally. And it's time. I would rather grasp those reins and say, let's move with this. instead of turning back and saying, okay, here we all come again. It's like, oh God, it's like Joe Biden pulling up. Here we come again. I'm here again. Oh my God, you've been doing the same stuff for freaking 30 years. And why wouldn't you want something new, something different?
And that's really, really important, that vibration to really get, because if what you're seeing is just people's fear for something new, for trying to control the uncertainty, I mean, I don't want to be defined by someone else's fears. I would rather have a huge breakthrough that opens up amazing possibilities for me, everybody around me,
so
all of us.
This is what I would like to offer. I know that there are a lot of people out there that are now, not only what you said, being tapped, their fears have been tapped into, but now it's, we're in this together. Are you with us or are you not? It's once again, it's a bullying. So if you're even like, you know what, I don't think I want to do that. I'm going to, like you said, I've been reading, I've been doing, I've been creating other things here. I've been planting plants. I've been doing a lot of things that I'm like, I'm going to just do it because those are my fears. I may not succeed. I may not be successful in these little things I'm trying to do. But, you know, my daughter's coming. She's like, baloney, Mom, you're doing it. We're going to do the certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to say I'm afraid to do because they're, it's, you know, all right, I'm just going to throw it out there. Making croissants. I keep telling you, I want to make croissants. And there's a fear like, I don't know. It's so layered. And my daughter's coming out and she's like, no, we're doing it. And that's it. And so it's
and isn't that's a beautiful thing to say, because isn't that a better fear to have, because it's all your own that you're challenging yourself with, and you're going to meet it head on, and it's not taking on, you know, all this projection of what's being, you know, from a telephoto or a wide angle lens that's coming at us.
I agree. The one other side of it, and my daughter is she's a great example of this, because she's like, no, I got the recipe, Mom. We're going to do it. She could have turned around and said, oh, what's wrong with you? You know what? I'm going to go make it. She could have bullied me into, and she didn't. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, kind of putting her hand out. Let's go. We're going to do this. And I look at what you sent me, and I'm thinking, oh my God. So if someone's in that space that I'm in with the croissants, right? And then you hear, well, we're all doing this. Are you going to do it? It's kind of like, I guess I just better do it, because, you know, I'm unsure. I'm uncertain about my own. And you get bullied into it. And therefore, then you lose this beautiful, amazing, immense opportunity that's coming our way. And I suggest, and I'm going to say it, I suggest listen to the rest of the podcast. These podcasts, as Julie said, are about us. It's not about Trump. It's not about Oprah. It's looking at two major icons that really are, they have been cultural leaders. Let's, like it or not, they've been cultural leaders for the past 20 years. I'm ready to say goodbye. I'm ready to move on into something new, where I'm my own leader and everyone's their own leader, and we come together and listen to these podcasts. And if you know, you talk to people who are scared, suggest that they listen to them, because this is the only way we are going to, as a species, advance to the next level of where we're supposed to go.
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.